This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women behind the big rigs, and our United States mail, bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. So you get your cards, checks, and letters and all that stuff from today's mail. And don't forget Tom and his crew, the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can keep moving on. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you can find us there by using the CB code name. How do you like that? Captain's America. That's Captain with an S. America. That's how you find us. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you can hear the show playing live, and when it's not live, you'll hear the most recent show on there playing on a loop. And you can hear the whole show. If you haven't heard it, you'll hear it over there for sure, and our podcast is over there. All right, joining us right now from the frozen tundra, which is probably hotter than a firecracker tonight because it's warm everywhere, we've got Ron Edwards. Yes. 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 The anticipation is growing. They're applauding. They're cheering. They're waving the American flag. Okay, and now they're gone. Yeah, by the way, I was in a baseball game last night. I love minor league baseball because those young lads that are there, they want to play baseball. And we had a guy last night that hit a home run that made it out to the highway. He hit a home run, a power shot, big time, down the right field line. It went over the wall, and I watched it bounce out on the road, out on the other side of the wall, of the ballpark there. It had to be...
How did Tampa Bay do?
I have no idea. This was a minor league team we went to watch. We watched Clearwater Threshers and the Dunedin Blue Jays minor league. I have no idea what happened to the Rays last night. I'll have to check it out later. I don't know. I'll have to check it out. Anyway,
I think they lost.
Okay, well, that wouldn't surprise me. They've been on one of those kind of streaks lately. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And I'll tell you what, the bad guys out there in the world don't want you to know that. They do not want you to know that, and I'll guarantee you that we're going to remind them. Now,
absolutely,
a group of healthcare workers who sued their hospital over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate are slated to receive $10 million. Now, this happens to be somebody up there by you, not close by, but next state over. According to a settlement filed on July 29th, about a dozen workers are going to get $10 million at the North Shore University Health System in Illinois. They lodged the suit back in October 2021, arguing that the facility was illegally not granting religious exemptions to the mandate.
And after, as a result, the two parties did agree to finally settle the case, which was filed in federal court. Now, under the settlement agreement terms, North Shore will pay them over $10 million into a non-reversionary settlement for class numbers and revise its system, a vaccine program, to enhance its accommodation and procedures for individuals with approved exemptions for sincerely held religious beliefs. Class members who were terminated because of their religious beliefs and of the Corona China virus vaccine will also be eligible to apply for reemployment at North Shore in the future. And that's a good thing because I think that helps reset things in the country as a good example. Remember, we do have religious liberties, or so I thought, and that included our ability to, decide for ourselves, according to our religious beliefs, whether we want to receive a jab or not.
Well, this group that's running the show, that people made a mistake and said, oh, well, he's so much better than the orange man because he's not going to yell and scream and tweet and this, that, and the other. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But in the meantime, we got a bunch of people that are now costing us all a small fortune in terms of higher taxes, higher gas price. And oh, by the way, inflation is a tax.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because the policies of the government which causes the price increases is like an extra tax. For example, when the policies of the administration of the Federal Reserve, when they continue to print more and more and more and more and more money, and then they spend and waste our money, that causes prices to go up. And so that is like an extra tax on things. That's why, that's one of the reasons why gasoline costs so much more now at the pump. That's why food is costing a lot more. There are other factors like supply chain when it comes to the food, but you're right, Captain. I mean, the cost.
Okay. Hold that thought. Coke is coming right back with more with Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear here in just a second. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Many Americans are continuing to leave high-tax states like New York and moving to lower-tax states like Florida and Ohio. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. As sovereign Americans stream out of California and all high-tax states, I find it alarming that the Biden administration and other extreme leftists like House Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer are all proposing to raise taxes on wealthy, productive Americans, which is basically increasing the already high degree of punishment against those who succeed in society. Even more egregious is the Biden plot to slap a 3.8% income tax increase on the earnings of small businesses. Already, at least 45% of small businesses have been shuttered due to the fake science-based lockdown during the Corona China virus scandemic. Some economists have predicted that up to 65% of small businesses may shut down unless there is a reversal of Biden's already enacted oppressive regulations and executive orders. If the Democrat socialist pigs have their way, Americans who want a better way may soon immigrate to less oppressive nations. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Well, when we talk about Constitutional Grounds Coffee, we talk about something I got sitting right beside me here. It's called my iced coffee. Now, I drink a Tervis tumbler full of iced coffee probably the first hour and a half or 2 hours of the show, maybe a little bit less than that if I start sooner. But I just made a second cup here before we came on here in this segment with Ron Edwards because I wanted to have a nice fresh cup. And I just got a nice fresh bag of Constitutional Grounds coffee. So I am ready to do it. And I'm going to tell you, here we go. Taste test. Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that's so good. And you know what I like about it? Is it doesn't upset your stomach. A lot of people, coffee has acid in it and it bothers them. This coffee has yet to bother me. And if anything was going to bother me, it would be acidic coffee. So, simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
There was that masked man right there. So he was backing in. Okay. That's, no, really, it's, I've never, you drink a lot of coffee, and I am a coffee drinker. You drink a lot of coffee, and it'll start to aggravate your stomach over a period of time. Not this stuff.
Absolutely. It's good stuff. It's high quality beans, and, that was one of the things that was specifically part of what we were putting together when we, put together this particular brand of coffee. So, folks,
yes,
if you want the best, check it out.
And you went all the way to see Juan Valdez.
No, no, we didn't want that guy. No, he said no. We said no. Turn around, sir.
Oh, you didn't want the mule. Okay, all right. All right, let's talk about the economy, because anticipating that the economy would contract in the second quarter, the White House has tried to get out in front of the news for the last week by claiming that two negative quarters in a row does not, in fact, make a recession. Well, they're out of their mind, because right on cue, the mainstream media started up parroting that same talking point. Now, the economy did flirt with a recession back during Donald Trump in 2019, but the media then did not claim at that time that one way that people define a recession is not the official definition of a recession. They maintained that the official definition of a recession was two consecutive quarters of declining GDP.
Well, they thought, I guess, they were going to make history because it's the Biden administration, and try to change the definition in midstream here. As you said, despite decades of top economists concurring on the definition, Biden's appointees treat the topic like an arcane metaphysical dispute that requires a holistic look at the entire idea. Instead of admitting the economy is shrinking, which it is, Team Biden touts a test indicating that a recession is not underway unless the three-month moving average of the unemployment rate rises by at least half a percentage point, or 50 basis points, relative to its lowest point in the previous 12 months. Man alive. Moving average is an apt phrase that evokes the circus show game that the Biden folks use to define away their long list of failures. And the beat goes on.
Yeah. And again, when it comes to the economy, the numbers don't lie, okay? And they can try to say as many different things as they can and try to hornswoggle some people. But I'm not an economist, but I certainly learned what two conservative negative numbers in a quarter means. It means a recession, plain and simple. It's a definition. Go look it up anywhere. It's still in the textbooks, so stop trying to goofle us. It's not going to work.
But here's the thing, Captain. To me, that shows a level of callousness on their part. They're more concerned about trying to fool the people. They're trying to fool all of the people some of the time, or some of the people all the time,
yep.
However it goes. They're more concerned about that than actually fixing the problem, which they did cause, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, despite the federal government's collecting record taxes, which they seem to do every year, in the first 9 months of the fiscal quarter, the U.S. still ran a $515 billion budget deficit. Now, when asked if Congress would ever be able to balance the budget, which I know congressmen that have been elected every year they've been in office, they said, yep, we're going there, we're going to balance the budget, that's our first thing we're going to do, and they've yet to do it. Senator Joni Ernst, who's a Republican from Iowa, said she'd like to be optimistic about balancing the budget, but she said it'll likely never happen.
Well, it probably won't happen, because what happens is, Captain, what they do is they purposefully spend over each record amount that they receive. This I saw this when I started observing things during the Reagan years as a young guy, and I said, my God, it's like they purposefully spend above record levels. And that's been the case ever since. And so they're right. And it's not because it doesn't, they cannot reduce the deficit, but they refuse to. And they spend much more than they even need, with the exception of the police, things like the border wall or something like that, that is very needed. They suddenly say, oh my God, we don't have enough money for that. But yet they can waste money on Ukraine, they can waste money on whatever freaky federal policy or program that they can dream up to haunt us with. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And there's going to come a point where we're going to have to pay the piper.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to really cut the deficit, Captain, all they have to do is just stop the spending level. They don't even have to reduce it. Just stop it. Hold it right there and grow the economy, and we could work the deficit down.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it doesn't have to be an arduous task. It can be easily done. But these knuckleheads in Congress, some of them are hell-bent, I believe, on breaking, destroying this country economically.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to say good morning to George, your godfather. He's chiming in saying good morning to both of us. So good morning,
good morning.
Back to you, George. Yep.
Good morning, sir.
Yep. And let's talk about Frenchie. That's a little White House secretary, right, Frenchie? She said Republicans are using the migrants as a political tool. Really? Just exactly what are the Democrats doing?
To me, that's almost a cruel statement. The illegal border crossing crisis has caused not billions, but trillions of dollars of misery against the American people so badly now that dear Texas and I believe Arizona have had to ship thousands of these individuals to the nation's capital, for example. And now all of a sudden, if you notice, Mayor Bowser is concerned about all these people.
4,000.
Oh, my God, what do we need? Oh, we need the federal government to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, she and every other Democrat mayor in the country is in support of these open borders.
Mm-hmm.
So I say flood them right there to those particular locations.
Yep.
Let them deal with it.
And let's wrap it up on this, because Florida has told us, the Department of Education down here, we've got a law that says no CRT to be taught in the schools and all that. And Florida yesterday told the schools, do not follow President Biden's gender identity. Do not do it.
Well, the last time I checked, Captain, schools were meant to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and they were supposed to reflect the good moral standards.
And how to speak English.
Yeah, that's right. Speak of English. Mm. And that's what it's about. Well, I'm sorry, that's what schools are supposed to be about. They were not supposed to be this indoctrination centers, poisoning one generation after another against our republic and dumbing people down at the same time. It makes us non-competitive as a republic, as a nation.
All righty. We will talk to you again next week. You have yourself a great day and stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. You too.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll be right back with more Don't Go Nowhere, No How.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third World.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy.
and they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain here, cruising along the overnight weekend edition show with you. And by the way, we want to thank everybody that's been chiming in and opining over there in the chat room. Lots of people over there. And the last one we heard about, of course, was George, our buddy, the Godfather, that chimed in there. And we appreciate you very much, George. Thanks so very much for your comments. And I think Jeff's back. I just don't think he's awake yet. So let me remind you, my conversation coming up here with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Now, MyPillow has got these amazing buy one, get one sales, and they keep switching them around. So what I ever tell you about right now may have already changed, but you got to go over to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. When you get over there, the promo code CAPTAIN gets you in the doorway, CAPTAIN. And you can take a look at all the BOGO deals they've got over there and save yourself a boatload of money. Plus, they've got some tremendous sales, individual sales over there, too. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity, because when this stuff is gone, folks, it's gone. Yeah, there'll be new products coming, but you can save a boatload of money right now on what they have for sale over there. Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or call them directly at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, you're there. All right. I didn't hear you for a second. I got you now, though.
Yep, we're there.
Yeah, you are there. All right, now, three of the top statewide candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump in Arizona are ahead of their Republican candidates, challengers, in the primary field in Arizona. Now, the 2022 midterm elections are now 101 days away, and Republicans have a 5-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Now, it was 10, now it's back to 5. I certainly hope that they maintain their momentum, and I think they will. What do you think?
Well, I think they can maintain their momentum if they do a couple of critical things. Number one, of course, keep focused on the message that the Biden administration policies, they've been colonized by the far left and the Democrat Party. These policies, energy policy, foreign policy, are bringing us to ruin in very real senses. And, of course, inflation and now the recession. And, yes, they try to redefine it. But if I think they stay on message, and also, of course, that they are going to show exactly what they're going to do if they get control of the House and the Senate, how they're going to stop these bad policies, at least within the purview of what they're able to do. Yes, the president would still have executive orders and so forth, but if they communicate that to the people, both Republicans and Democrats, I think they'll be able to try to fend off these weird things or events that the Democrats might try to engender.
Well, I keep asking what it is you're going to do. The incumbents that are running for office, and I ran into another incumbent yesterday and asked them what his main tasks were this time around. And he said, well, we've got to take care of inflation, first of all. Joe Biden and company have created a terrible problem for everybody, and that's the inflation. So we've got to take care of that, and that all goes back to energy. We have to go back and start using our own energy, and therefore if inflation will start to take care of itself. We have a border crisis, yes. We have a crime crisis impacting every family in America, which is partially being caused by the border crisis. People are getting in here, and they're doing crazy things to survive, right?
Right.
Now, big tech censorship of conservative voices also will be scrutinized because there's been a lot of things going on by some of these websites, and that's all going to come to a screeching halt. Now, on the foreign policy front, I'm hearing that the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan is going to be front and center for some of the committees that are there. And also the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the United States will be mentioned, and abroad, and U.S. strategy towards Iran, which is set to come back under focus because they're trying to race through an Iran missile deal, right?
That's right, yeah, the Iran nuclear deal. And also, Captain, look for after the midterms more chaos to erupt in the Democrat Party, especially in relation to the Biden administration itself, and whether or not Joe Biden, continues as president in the sense that maybe they start looking at his health issues a lot more clearly or a lot more intensely, and you might have a chorus begin to build up of Joe Biden maybe needs to resign. And so they will be focused so much on trying to repair damage and find a standard bearer that they can put up is that Kamala Harris? I just don't know, but I have a feeling that they're going to be looking for somebody who sounds a lot like Gavin Newsom,
yeah.
In order to try to repair the damage and have some sense of newness that they can project to try to win back voters or the notion of continuing on into 2024. Whatever it is, it's going to be chaotic in the sense of how they're going to start reacting to Joe Biden after the midterms.
Well, mark my words, one of the committees that's going to get very busy is the House Oversight and Reform Committee. They're going to use their core mission to root out the waste, the fraud, the abuse, and the mismanagement in the federal government being caused by the executive branch, and they're going to hold the executive branch, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and everybody else that's in it, accountable for what we've had happen to us.
And Captain, at a time when families are struggling throughout the United States to make ends meet because of the horrible inflation that last I heard is running approximately, 9% or so, imagine what that's going to do over many more months' time. To find out how the elite are living or doing things that could be very damaging for them.
Yeah, and we'll just have to hope that that they get an opportunity to do what they're going to do, because I'm looking forward to the Republicans taking control of the House of Representatives again. I'd love to see them control both the Senate and the House. I think they can do that, but they have to stay on message.
They do have to stay on message, and the message is we've all been hurt by these horrible policies. The Democrat Party has been hijacked and colonized by the far left and the Squad and what have you, and that we've got to get back to a common sense approach of governing. We've got to find the middle. We've got to find something that jettisons this far left stuff.
Yeah. Now, we need to talk about something that happened many years ago today, and it was the USS Indianapolis that went down, was sunk by the Japanese, and what the mission was of this ship and what these people had to do to survive, the crew, was just an unbelievable story of heroism.
It certainly is, Captain. In fact, in 2018, the entire crew of the Indianapolis collectively was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, for example, for their heroism, those that lost their lives and those that helped to try to save their fellow sailors after they went into the water. About 890 sailors went into the water. 300 went down with the ship, we understand. They were carrying uranium and other things that would be used to build Little Boy, that of course never made it, but there was another ship that was also carrying similar components. But yes, in July of 1945, this was a terrible, terrible tragedy, and I think to date is, I think, likely the worst naval loss that we've suffered.
Okay, George has got a question for you. He says, the Constitution, Article 4, Paragraph 4, since we are being invaded at the border, can we defend the border with force and not let them in?
That's a good question. Again, it goes to definition of invasion, and it goes to the resolve, really, of
the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right, but it also takes resolve from an American president to say, this is a clear and present national security danger, and we need to act.
Yeah, but again, the Posse Comitatus Act stops us from doing that, and we can only go so far with what we can do with our weapons loaded and pointed at anybody. Now, the National Guard can do more than the regular military can, the Army.
Well, right. Right. Well, they can interdict, and they could also do things like, you know, here's something that doesn't require firing a shot. There's a thing called building a wall.
Yeah.
Like
thank you.
Trump was doing.
Thank you.
There's all kinds of things that we can use to slow down and try to interdict this. But the Democrat Party, Captain, as it stands right now, seems to be wholly invested in the idea of complete illegal immigration.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back. The Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up. We'll just take a look at your roads around the country. I'll be right back.
Host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm
Yes, man.
It's got to be Nickelback.
Yeah, and that's the ZZ Top Burden version, Shop Dress Man. And these guys are all up there with suits and sunglasses on doing their thing. And they got everybody in the house, a jam-packed house. They got everybody in the house rocking, everybody.
Very cool. Yeah.
All right, well, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, and then I'll take it from there.
All right, folks, we continue with the heat wave warnings and the excessive heat warnings in the Pacific Northwest. This is going to cover Washington State, also northern Idaho. Central Idaho's got a heat advisory. Boise, though, in that area, you've got excessive heat warnings there in Boise and looking for perhaps high temperatures there. Even Idaho Falls looks like they're going to be getting 96 degrees on Saturday, 99 on Sunday. So you get the idea. It's definitely hot out west, that's for sure. Also, Northern California, excessive heat warning there. Heat advisories coming out of Reno all the way to Elko there in northwestern Nevada. We've got also flood watches going across the northern parts of Arizona, New Mexico. Also, of course, Las Vegas, Nevada had a lot of rain, and there's a lot of rain right now, as a matter of fact, coming across Interstate 15 as you come up through Baker, all the way to Las Vegas. Captain mentioned last hour about a lot of the problems that were occurring still in the Las Vegas area. And, Captain, we understand that Clark County firefighters had to rescue several people with swift water rescues over the last 24 hours.
Told you.
So this... Yeah, this is a major, major issue.
Yep.
And then, of course, also, if you're coming across I-40 in Southern California, coming through Ludlow, heading towards Arizona, you've got heavy rain coming across major portions of the roadway there. Also over in New Mexico, lots of rain in eastern New Mexico, central and eastern New Mexico. As you head out through Tucumcari, you're on I-40 again, as you're heading over towards Texas. You've got a lot of rain coming across the roadway right there. So this weekend, it's going to be wet in the southwest and, of course, also hot in the Pacific Northwest. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, folks, if you're coming across I-40 out of Arizona, running it across Arizona, running it over New Mexico, then getting over on into Amarillo and into Oklahoma, you're going to be in rain all the way across. But when you get to Oklahoma, if you're not already there, Lubbock, it's getting very, very, very wet, monsoonal. Matter of fact, there's a flood warning up for Lubbock, Texas, all the way over to Plainview. And Amarillo, all the way over to just about, just outside Oklahoma City. That stuff is moving to the east. Now, when we look over into Missouri, we do have some flood warnings. About Lebanon, Missouri, right in that area along I-44, so be careful there when you're coming across. Also, I-40 up east of Little Rock, almost all the way to the Tennessee line, not quite the Mississippi River, but there'll be some high water there. We also got some advisories down in South Texas right now for what could be heat as well as severe thunderstorms coming out of there. So be advised, that's just been added to the list. Now, we got another one that's been added to the list, the Atlanta area. Hello, Atlanta. You've got flood watches and warnings up to the north and west of Atlanta to include Kennesaw and then out west towards the Charlie Brown Airport. So be advised of that. And there's apparently some monsoonal rain up in that area. Again, Kentucky, I wish I had better news for you. I don't. The flooding continues. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still flooding, and you've got the chance of some more rain up in there today. Obviously, you don't need any more rain at all anywhere, but it's there in the works, and maybe you won't get it at all. Maybe it'll be something that'll just pass by. I hope so for your sake. And then a little bit of weather up on the Great Lakes there around Buffalo. We've got some fog up in the Buffalo area off Lake Ontario, and the wind's blowing just such to where we're getting some high waves and maybe a little erosion over there on the south shore of Lake Ontario across Pennsylvania and the western part of New York. So there you go. And then again, our favorite spot over there in North Carolina along the ocean, got some waves over there, so be advised, Cape Hatteras and over there, Wilmington, you're going to have some weather out there on the ocean side. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. Talk to you then, my friend.
All right.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Join the Drivers Club. Do what I do. Pull in there when you need fuel. Get the fuel that you need and make sure that you get the points that you need and use the points when you want or save them for Christmas. Save them for Christmas and get yourself some neat gifts with it to hand out to some other folks. So there you go. All right, let's go over to the telephone line again. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to talk about what happened yesterday in St. Petersburg, but we don't have enough time in this segment to talk about it. So I'm going to start out with this. I'm going to start out with China is threatening to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's aircraft if it crosses into Taiwanese airspace, especially with a fighter escort.
Well, it's probably bluster. But the fact that China would even make that assertion, would even make that threat, tells you that they are competitor, as the Biden administration likes to say, of the United States. They are an enemy, and that's beyond denial here at this point. So my sense is that we should, right now, our State Department should be telling every American that is in country, in China, right now to get out. That's, we should be done. We don't take threats like that, ever. So I would start there. And it also tells me that the phone call that Biden had with President Xi was nothing. 2 hours and 17 minutes they had a conversation, and it was nothing. Because the news of Pelosi traveling to Asia, including Taiwan, was already known. And so, obviously, Biden didn't even bring it up to President Xi. So we have somebody in this White House, an entire national security apparatus, that is feckless, completely feckless. And this also says if Pelosi doesn't go to Taiwan, that we've thrown Taiwan under the bus, we'll throw Japan under the bus, and any other country that we have got relationships with in the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a good place.
Okay, hold
not
that.
At all.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Fred is chiming in from Fort Lauderdale, and he is saying to us, he's saying, glad to know that we're not in a recession, just a transition period. Is that like inflation, which is just transitory, too? Thank you, Fred from Fort Lauderdale. Way to go, Fred. Spot on. No, it's not. But then again, that's their play on words, right? We're not going to say it, but they're going to say it. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.